This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. Epps was in front of the January 6th committee, and we were told that a transcript of his interview would be released, but was he sworn?
None of the transcripts have been released, so you don't need a conspiracy theory about that. And now you guys are doing it to this poor Ray Epps. Leave that guy alone, whoever he is.
Leave him alone!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This clean energy agenda is really a transformation, a transformational opportunity.
This term clean energy, I think it screwed up people's minds.
Biden has been bragging about how this Inflation Reduction Act is going to get the economy back on track.
The economy works for everyone and not to leave anyone behind.
And in 41 states, plus the District of Columbia, the average gasoline price is less than $2.99.
In a world of pure imagination.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Just listening to that intro, it's very interesting. The January 6th, the committee, there was a guy from Maine was sentenced today to a couple of years in prison, several years in prison, for his role in the January 6th protest. And, you know, no one's defending him, and or no Democrats certainly are defending them. Yet this guy, Ray Epps, the guy who was exhorting everybody to go into the Capitol, and he was on the FBI's most wanted list until he was identified by the by some of the researchers, shall we say, who were looking at the video of the January 6th protests. He was one of the agents provocateur who were there and urging people to go into the Capitol. He had bullhorns, and he's a very mysterious guy. Once he was identified, though, the FBI just dropped him like a hot potato. They took him off the website. And
if you ask a cop if he's a cop, he's like obligated to tell you. It's in the Constitution.
He was so overt in causing trouble that the other people who were there on January 6th, the MAGA people, started calling him Fed. So Thomas Massie, the congressman from Kentucky, was at some kind of hearing. Obviously, it was not a January 6th hearing because Thomas Massie or Jim Jordan or Jim Banks or Paul Gosar, none of those people, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they would never be allowed on the committee. They weren't allowed on the committee. And this was at another deserted committee hearing, I think, yesterday. And Massie just, Raskin is there and he's got the gavel. So Massie, the congressman from Kentucky, just says, you know, you guys interviewed Ray Epps, not under oath, of course, because you don't want to put the guy on the spot and make him tell the truth under pains and penalties of perjury. But they did supposedly interview him. So Massie starts asking him if Raskin, who's this, you know, the Groucho Marx, the sixth Marx brother. He doesn't have a mustache anymore, but he still looks like Groucho's evil twin from the, you know, from the future. He starts asking Raskin, the congressman from Maryland, about Ray Epps. And this guy Raskin is suddenly defending this Ray Epps, supposedly this MAGA guy who's been the subject of fawning interviews in the New York Times, and he says he had to, you know, move out of his dude ranch that he ran in Arizona, which seems like it's a pretty pricey thing to have bought on the military pension he gets after being a non-commissioned officer in the Marines, a sergeant, in other words. But this is Jamie Raskin with Tom Massey from Kentucky asking him, when are we going to get a look at that interview that your Star Chamber committee did with Ray Epps? Cut one.
We were told that a transcript of his interview would be released, but it's never been released. And I wondered, was he sworn
None in? Of the transcripts have been released, so you don't need a conspiracy theory about that. We haven't released any of them.
Were you present when he was interviewed? That would give me
No, I was not. I was not. We've done more than 1,000 interviews. You guys are trying to make this poor schmuck who showed up to your protest into something a lot bigger than he is. Okay, he's just trying to survive, and he's on your side. You don't have many voters left. You might want to try to hang on to them without demonizing and vilifying your own people. But that's the Donald Trump way. Sell everybody else down the road.
Well, it's usually sell down the river. But, you know, looking at the polls, I mean, I don't think that Massey and the Republicans are the ones running out of voters. It seems to be going the other way. And, you know, the old line from Shakespeare, methinks he doth protest too much. Calling him a poor schmuck. Why is he defending this ultra MAGA Republican with a bullhorn who was urging people to go into the Capitol? So it just keeps going on. He's just, again, Raskin is in full-blown Trump derangement syndrome here. And he seems to have a man crush on Ray Epps. Cut two.
Most people have opened their eyes about what he's done to our country, what he's done to his family. Have you guys ever read the book by Mary Trump about the way that Donald Trump has absolutely destroyed their family, wrecked her father's life? They do it to family. They do it to friends. They do it to their own associates and employees. And now you guys are doing it to this poor Ray Epps. Leave that guy alone, whoever he is.
Whoever he is, he adds parenthetically, as if he doesn't know whoever he is. 661 says, Rasko is dumbo, Mark. You know, Groucho, Zeppo, Chico, etc. Rask, yeah, that's a good name for him, Rat. Dumbo Marx. 844-500-4242. Very interesting exchange there, especially on the part of Dumbo Marx. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie, I'm in the hills. I need the voice changer.
The voice changer? Okay, that's the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one, Gary, will recognize your voice now, just like no one that's just tuning in could recognize my voice. That's the wonder of the voice changer. Go ahead, Gary. You're breaking up. Did we lose him? Go ahead, Gary. I think we lost Gary. He wanted to speak about Bigfoot. He had secret information about Bigfoot. We seem to have lost him, though. Sorry about that, Gary. It wasn't the fault of the voice changer, though, I guarantee you that. 844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to call. So, this was not mentioned yesterday in our Let's Go Brandon segment, but there is another soaring price of a commodity, an American commodity. And this is from Good Morning America, ABC. Cut 14.
The price of this year's pumpkins squashing last year's. As the holiday gets hit by the scariest villain around, inflation.
All right, pumpkin, where are you?
In 2021, the price of a large pumpkin set Halloween lovers back around $5. But this year, the cost of that jack-o'-lantern jacked up to $5.68. It comes as farm owners face rising costs all across the country, from Texas to Maryland.
The price of fuel has affected everything. The fertilizer for his pumpkins has been, you know, unbelievable. It seems that everything has gone up, and of course parents see that in the grocery store, so it's affected us as well.
You know what I saw? I must admit, I live within walking distance of a Whole Foods, so I sometimes go there on the weekends if I don't want to drive to Market Basket. And they're selling these albino pumpkins, or these white pumpkins. Have you seen those, Taylor?
Yeah, I see those every once in a while.
I'm not into that. Pumpkins should be orange, in my opinion.
Orange pumpkin bad.
In my opinion, orange pumpkin good. They look like albinos. I don't get the white pumpkins. I get white chocolate, but not white pumpkins. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hey, Howie, I think somebody should call out the Democrats that 2 weeks ago were spouting off how they saved the planet with the Inflation Reduction Act. And now we have this hurricane. And I thought if we just gave them billions and billions of dollars that we wouldn't have any more hurricanes.
We'll go back even further than that, Jane. What about in 2008 when Barack Obama won the California primary, and he said that his election would mean the end of the rising sea levels? I mean, that was now more than 14 years ago, Jane. What happened?
Yet nobody ever calls them on anything. And Nancy Pelosi said because the Republicans didn't vote for her American Rescue Act,
yeah,
they were against the children because it was going to cut child poverty in half. And I would love for somebody to show me any decline in child poverty. I think it's increased greatly over the past 2 years.
It has. There's no question about it. And plus, there are all these dysfunctional behavior that's been produced and the plummeting test scores because of their lockdowns, and the lockdowns were overwhelmingly a Democrat phenomenon, not 100%, but mostly a Democrat phenomenon. And you're right. I mean, you know, the more money they have thrown at poverty over the last 50 plus years now, Jane, the worse there's been societal breakdown, family breakdown, societal breakdown, first in the black community. And now it's spread to into other demographic groups across the spectrum. I mean, the more money they spend on these social programs, the worse the problems get. And there's no disputing that. That's the way it is. Thanks for the call, Jane. I agree. They need to, you know, I thought Inflation Reduction Act was going to do something about this. You know, they changed the name from it. Once it was passed, they changed it to it was the biggest climate change event since Solyndra. And we all know what a great impact that had on climate change. Natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared to last year this winter. That's a 24% increase, at least, due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. I've already started using mine in my office here in Boston. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, quote, "I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range." Another excellent product by Eden Pure. Right now, you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming, and it's going to be very expensive to heat your house and keep warm this winter. But at least they can, by state law, never turn off your electricity. It's going to be expensive, but the Gen 40 is the way to go. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe Sasquatch exists?
No, I do not.
51% say they do.
Ooh. We've got a cliffhanger here today. It went and turned around in an hour. 844-500-4242-508 says, Black single parents were 15% before the war on poverty. Now it's 75% single parent households in the inner cities. Thanks, LBJ. Yeah, and it's skyrocketed. It's like, I think, 30-35% in the white community. And it's just, whatever you subsidize, you get more of. And we've been subsidizing out of wedlock births, poverty, sloth, irresponsible behavior, drug addiction, alcoholism, and we've been getting more of it across the board. It's just, it's horrible. And, you know, 508 is repeating the old joke, and the war on poverty is over. Poverty won. Yeah, it was a knockout blow for poverty winning in the war on poverty. 844-500-4242-207. The Democrats must have done something about climate change because they're all buying oceanfront property. I know when you see people, and they're going to be on MSNBC and CNN for the next couple of days talking about that this is all climate change. So, you know, just remember, where do Barack Obama, John Kerry, Joe Biden, where did they all buy property? Did they buy it inland in the hills or the mountains? No, they bought it on the seashore. So obviously they're not that concerned about the rising sea levels and the increasing number of hurricanes. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, since Harvard trained and educated Barack Obama, who picked Joe Biden, I think now what Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott do, have when they bring the buses up, have them drop the immigrants, the illegals, off directly at the colleges, directly on campus. Bring them to Harvard, bring them to Camp, bring them to Elizabeth Warren's house, bring them to Brown. All these campuses that are promoting this liberal philosophy, bring them directly there so the students can experience the full benefit.
The diversity. The diversity, David. You remember when they were doing the Occupy Wall Street around the country, and they were in Boston. They were having it on the Rose Kennedy Greenway there, and there were all these crimes being committed. You know, there were rapes going on. People were being mugged. Valuables were being stolen. So Harvard said, we don't want our kids going into the city and getting assaulted by the 99%. So they allowed them to camp out and to occupy Harvard Yard. And then they have these gates at Harvard. They're always open, but they shut the gates and they padlocked the gates so that none of the riffraff from Boston could take the Red Line over to Harvard Square and feast on the Utes, the pampered pukes, the limousine liberal kids, the trust funders. And it was a damn joke. It absolutely was. And I'd be all in favor of that. The problem is it appears that that Ron DeSantis got cold feet after the success of the Martha's Vineyard flight. He had a plane booked, and they had recruited, I guess, another 50 illegal alien criminals in Texas, and they were going to send them up to Georgetown, Delaware, which is near Rehoboth Beach, where Brandon has his summer mansion on the beach. And at some point last week, and it's still unclear why, he canceled the flight, and that was it. I don't understand why. I think he should have sent more. I would love to see a busload of illegal aliens arrive outside of the fake Indian's house in Harvard Square. That would be fantastic, and it would be good to see them dropped off at all of these college campuses. And they're all in favor of it. There was in Washington State, one of the sheriffs, they're having a problem with homeless. And he's saying, stop breaking up these homeless camps and just scattering them in the neighborhoods, causing trouble. Why don't all of you liberal state officials just tell me how many of these bums you want, and I'll deliver them right to your mansions. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We're trying to get Bill O'Reilly on the phone. He's got a new book out, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. I'll just vamp a little bit here, and maybe we'll have a couple of calls. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy doesn't believe in Sasquatch. The closest that 51% in your poll will ever come to a Sasquatch is when they buy a Yeti cooler. Get real, people. I don't know. Well, you know. I don't know. I still can't find the picture of the Sasquatch with the wristwatch on. I'm going to keep looking for it.
You watched that episode of The Simpsons way back when, and it seeped into your memory as reality. That's what you now accept.
I don't know. I think Big Sasquatch just pulled that that photograph from the internet, just like they pulled all the video, some of the video of Ray Epps screaming and yelling on January 6th, so that Jamie Raskin Marks can defend him and call him that schmuck. 844-500-4242. Let's have a Kamala Harris cut just to, change the subject just a little bit. I mean, more incoherence from Democrats, but a different voice heard. Cut 21, Kamala Harris.
It's significant that we are here together in Tokyo, in that we also share a common goal and bond as it relates to our dedication to peace and security in the Indo-Pacific, and the work that we will continue to do to ensure that we are guided by what we are joined in terms of international rules and norms around the importance of peace, security, and prosperity for the Indo-Pacific. So I look forward to our conversation, and it's good to see you.
Peace and security and prosperity. Very, very good. 844 500-42-42. Meanwhile, even CNN has to say that there are problems in the economy. Cut 16.
One segment of the U.S. population that is a significant driver of the economy, America's seniors. They're having a tough time as well, and that's not being talked about as much. Many senior citizens in the United States are on fixed incomes, and analysts say they are really struggling right now with rising interest rates as well as the climbing prices of gas, food, and utilities.
Yeah, there have been stories that, you know, people who thought they were retired comfortably and that they could enjoy their so-called golden years are now having to go back to work because they're being crushed by brand inflation and their investments, which they thought would provide for them comfortably, are just not enough. So they're going back to work. You see older people at supermarkets, for instance. You see older people waiting on a table. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So here we have a cut here with the Dow. The Dow has plunged. Today was a good day for the Dow, actually. It was only down about 100 points or so. But they're talking about the Dow has been plunged into a bear market here. This is CNN. Again, CNN is the fact that Chris Wallace is now stuck on a dead show, and Brian Stelter and Jeffrey Toobin and John Harwood have all been fired. They're all in a different world now. And they're trying to survive. This is Allison Kosick, a business correspondent, Cut 13.
We saw the Dow plunge into a bear market for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. So it's a 20% fall from its recent high. And the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they've already been in a bear market. The S&P 500 down 23% for the year. The NASDAQ down a whopping 30% for the year.
So they call Dow Jones the blue chips. You know, that's the 30 top stocks, I guess. And they're down now 20%. 844-500-4242. We finally got Bill O'Reilly on. Bill.
All right. Hello.
Bill, you're finally with us.
Yes, I am, Carr. How are you?
Very good. Bill O'Reilly is here. He's got a new book out, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And it's...
Yeah. You're the poster boy up there in New England for that. You know that, right?
For Killing the Legends?
Yeah, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. You're a big celebrity. How have you survived all these years, Carr?
I don't know. I picked up the book. It's a very interesting book, and I see John Lennon and I see Elvis Presley. Muhammad Ali is obviously a legend, but I put him in a different category. I mean, he died early and tragically because of a physical sport that he took part in. I mean, his brains got battered out. He turned punchy. Isn't he a little different, in a different category?
Here's what binds them together. All three of them were betrayed by people close to them. And all three of them were crushed, and I mean that word literally, by their fame and celebrity. They couldn't handle what was happening to them. So Muhammad Ali was run by the Nation of Islam, you'll remember.
Right.
His manager was Herbert Muhammad. We open his part of Killing the Legends in Manila, the Philippines, where Ali is almost killed, literally killed, by Joe Frazier. Even though Ali wins the fight, because Frazier was almost killed as well, Ali can't even function for 2 weeks, and his doctor, Ferdy Pacheco, tells the Nation of Islam and Ali, you better not fight him for a while. 4 months later, there's Muhammad in the ring, because Herbert Muhammad wanted the money. Elvis Presley, Tom Parker, ran Presley right into the ground, stole 50% of his money.
Right.
And then John Lennon got completely isolated by Yoko Ono, became a heroin addict. That's what broke up the Beatles. All three of these men, icons at the highest level, got crushed because they lost control of their lives, having been so famous. And that is the theme of the book. And it extends into politics. It extends everywhere.
Don't you think Muhammad Ali, though, I mean, he wanted to fight, too. He lost some of his prime years after, he refused to be drafted and he was stripped of his title. I mean, he was trying to make up for lost time.
When you read that chapter, you call me back, and we'll go over it. Ali knew he was being battered, and he did resist some of the fights, but he didn't have any money. His money was gone because it was taken from him by the Nation of Islam. So he had to fight. See, this is why Killing the Legends, it's contemporary history. It's cultural history. It's the 12th Killing book. It's the first one that I've gone into the cultural history of how the United States was changed by these three men. We get into that. Elvis Presley changed the culture. Lennon and the Beatles changed it again. And Muhammad Ali changed the civil rights situation. But by doing so and by putting themselves at that level, their lives spiraled out of control.
I think Elvis was more like Michael Jackson and Prince. You know, guys that, that were totally at the top of their game and that they never got to enjoy their fame. They were destroyed by their fame. And couldn't you make the argument, though, that Elvis, I think John Lennon actually said this. He said that Elvis was killed by going into the army, that Elvis was never the same after he got out of the army. You know, that changed everything.
That's not what our research showed. Our research showed that when Presley came out of the army, he was stronger than when he went in because the American public had gone over to his side. You have to remember, in the 1950s, conformity was everything. Dwight Eisenhower, post-World War II, everybody looked the same, all the guys
right.
Crew cuts, no rebellion. One teenager from Mississippi blew it all up after appearing on the Ed Sullivan program.
But didn't his
ministers,
he loved his mother.
Burned his records. What?
His mother, Gladys. She, you know, he was very super close to his mother, Gladys, especially after the death of his twin brother, et cetera. And she died of, I guess, of a broken heart after he went into the army, right? I mean, it kind of crushed him.
That dysfunctional family extended to all three of Elvis and Lennon and Ali. We don't get into that. But seed my point on the culture. Got one kid blows up the entire American cultural landscape. You got religious people saying Elvis Presley's Satan. You got parents telling their boys you cannot slick back your hair like Elvis. You got girls screaming. Okay? Boom! The whole culture goes from conformity into this kind of rebellion that you then see reflected in the movies and this and that. Then the Beatles come in 1964. They take it to another direction, peace, love, drugs, rock and roll. Again, the whole culture changes with the Beatles in the forefront. And then on a civil rights level, Muhammad Ali becomes the second icon to Martin Luther King Jr. in the struggle for civil rights. The weight that brought on these three men destroyed them. That is the theme of Killing the Legends.
Don't you think, though, boxing had something to do with it? I mean, boxing, I mean, all you can get hurt in any sport, obviously. It's the nature of it. But, I mean, boxing, this happens to people who are just, regular fighters who never get the big paydays. You know, they just get their brains battered.
Not like Ali. When you read the first five pages of the Ali section, what happened to him in the Philippines, and Frazier, too. It's harrowing. And Pacheco, who is Ali's doctor, said to Ali, you can't keep doing this. Your brain is going to dissolve which is exactly what happened.
Right. And, you know, I knew a politician in Massachusetts, the same thing. He was on the ring, list. He was top five, but same thing happened to him. I mean, he never made millions, but it just at the end, he was just gone.
Very brutal sport. But listen to this list. Jimi Hendrix, River Phoenix, Kurt Cobain, Princess Diana, Heath Ledger, Jim Morrison, James Dean, Janis Joplin, John Belushi, Marilyn Monroe, Karen Carpenter, Chris Farley, Michael Jackson, Amy Winehouse, Prince. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And all of them were destroyed by their fame. And
right.
This is underreported. People just don't, it's like a sport now. Let's watch the celebrities destroy themselves.
Yeah, they have a series like Autopsy. You know, it tells how people die.
right. But people enjoy it.
Right.
That's sick.
But that's human nature, sick. Bill. If it bleeds,
maybe,
it leads.
Not to this level. Not to this level. Look, JFK is a great example. Tremendous example. So back when he was a senator and then ran for president, he was protected by the press. And you know that better than anybody. All right? So the stuff that he was doing was kept quiet. And JFK, while his celebrity was destroying him because it took him from a place of nobility into a place where it wasn't noble, and that's what his fame did, he got away with it because the press looked the other way.
Right.
Now, the press doesn't look the other way. It makes stuff up.
I know.
So you don't even have to do this stuff.
Most of the time, you don't even have to make it up, though. I mean, look at the smoking gun. They seem to get everything, and it's always right.
I'm telling you, Carr, you listen, if you go down the list, it is unbelievable. If you are famous in this country in politics, in sports, in entertainment, you are going to get it right between the eyes. And most of these people don't understand. Elvis Presley, if you look at him in 1967 when he made his comeback, NBC, black leather outfit.
I know. I remember it. It's extremely sad. It's a tragic story. Bill O'Reilly, I got to hold you right there. The title of your book is Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. It's another great book, very entertaining book, and I learned a lot of stuff in here. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Having a healthy daily routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. Even better, knowing that you can take premium audio with you thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. And now's the time to get them because this week you can save up to 25% on Raycon products. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. I told you yesterday what I was listening to was the Brandon sound cuts for my Herald column tomorrow. I was transcribing everything, driving everybody crazy in this office while it was. I kept replaying them. But then I just plugged in my Raycon earbuds and I wasn't bothering anyone else. The everyday earbuds feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my horizon and my surroundings when I need to. You can use them for pleasure or for business, like I was using them yesterday. I can listen while I travel or during a brisk morning walk or in the office if I don't want to bother anybody else. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this part of it. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. And right now, you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. Get ready for the fall. Whatever you're doing, Raycon earbuds come in handy. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
That's a Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Oh, thanks, Howie. Hey, long-time listener and first-time caller.
Thanks.
There's so much stuff that I've been wanting to call about, but this gasoline, lowering of gasoline prices has really got me going nuts, because I have an older brother who lives in Thousand Oaks, California, and I talk to him every night. Last night, we were talking about the gas and stuff, and he says, well, about 2 weeks ago, he filled up his truck. It cost him $5.69.
Mm-hmm.
He went by the gas stations yesterday. He was out and about. They went up $1, $6.69 a gallon.
And meanwhile, Joe Biden is claiming that in 41 states, it's under $3 a gallon. It's nonsense everywhere, but it's even worse nonsense on the West Coast. I don't know if California may be gone, but people in Washington and Oregon should vote Republican. I'm Howie Carr.